At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Listen, radio star without their headphones is a porn star without a Jimmy.
I mean, yeah, well, back in the day, they didn't use Jimmys. So
well, that's a new thing.
That's a new thing out in California in the industry. And here's the problem. How many times do we do this podcast? And how many times did he know that he needs headphones? I mean, every freaking day now, he's always like, oh, I need headphones. Like, we've been doing this podcast for, let me calculate it, 1,162 days we've done this podcast, and he still doesn't realize he needs headphones.
I didn't expect you to walk in.
Sorry, I didn't know you would walk in when I was talking about you. We need headphones every day.
Am I saying whether or not I won in fantasy now, or is that later in the schedule?
That is going. I sent you the schedule.
God.
I sent it to you.
The bullet point was 6 down?
No, it was the 2nd down.
Wait, I thought you lost.
Okay, Well, there goes that. Why don't you look at the damn schedule?
What schedule? On WooBox? I'm not going to that.
No, I sent you a rundown.
Oh,
I'm going to hit this.
God.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio of the end.
Arnold, would you go get me some water? The boys as well. And if you see a High Noon or a Tulane in there, would you get it for me? Thanks, man. I appreciate it, dude. I'm going to do this live real quick. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
So what do you guys think about running on the field?
You have to do your intro first.
You didn't put intro on there. I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, sports watcher. I don't know the who's. I don't know the what's.
There goes a perfect game.
God dang it.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. You can see the trees turning. I'm not going to go into why the leaves turn, but guys, over to you.
I'm rapping them, dude. That's what they do on the show. Wrap them up.
What show?
On other podcasts.
Hey, you wrapping me up, that was not a good feeling.
Yeah, please don't wrap them up.
You wanted to go a rundown.
Well, we might as well get to it. I mean, we'll get back to number one because Ray, I mean, you ruined it. He had the big fantasy matchup. Everybody's wondering, did Cooper Kupp? Hey,
that's
Cooper Kupp
number
score. He didn't
That's
score,
what I needed.
And Ray needed that. Deebo Samuel, big catch. Oh, get miss. Oh, get off me. Oh, oh,
you have
that
Deebo,
way. And yeah. He's going Deebo. Touchdown, Deebo! Well, I mean, what was it? A 30-something yard, 40-yard?
57.
It was 57.
Wow,
it was that long.
Way off, penis.
Or maybe 47. It was in the 40s.
I mean, I just know that he caught it around the 35.
WooBox doesn't tell you what it
no,
is.
No, it does.
I'll
tell
find
you.
Out today if I go to the site.
Yeah, refresh it over and over.
And I'm watching it going, oh, he made another guy miss. Oh, he's going outside. Oh, there he goes. Touchdown, Deebo Raymundo.
Deebo Raymundo?
I mean.
He got the touchdown.
And you were feeling so good.
There's no way you were awake for that.
I stayed awake for the whole thing.
You watched the whole game?
He had to.
No wonder he's moody today.
He had to because it was such a close matchup.
Dude, it was freaking amazing.
Cooper Kupp never scored.
It was a presidential election. You'd see, oh, Republicans are winning.
It's too close to call.
Democrats are winning. I mean, we're talking, it was dimpled chads. I was down by one. I was up by 1.5. I was like, oh, catching 5 yards. I'm up by. Cooper Kupp ended up having 15 receptions, his career high. He didn't get a touchdown, and Debo had the ball at the 10-yard line for a pass, caught it, ran it to the 1-inch line, and didn't get the touchdown, and that ended up proving to be how I lost. I lost by 3 points.
That is crazy. I'm sorry. Dude, that's terrible.
At the very, when Debo broke that big one, I was up 4, and then Kupp had a couple catches. I'm down 2, and then Debo would get a catch, and I'd be up 0.5. And then Kupp would go in the lead, and then he, from the third quarter on, he stayed in the lead. Debo needed something at the end, but then when they did that interception, the 49ers, and
ran it back. You knew they were never throwing the ball again. That they didn't need to throw the ball.
Dude, Cooper Kupp's a freaking beast.
He's so awesome.
He had 20 points and no touchdowns?
Yeah. None.
That's crazy.
I said I needed no touchdowns from Kupp, 2 from Debo, and I was 6 inches off. That's what she said.
Can I tell you about my dramatic fantasy?
No, it says running on the field.
32 points. Going into Monday night, I had Cooper Kupp and I had Jeff Wilson.
Then you were fine.
No.
Jeff Wilson.
Who the fuck is Jeff Wilson?
The running back for the 49ers.
Oh.
They always give it to Willie.
It was Zach
down
Wilson.
Down 32, and he has the Rams D. And so.
Oh, you're in trouble then.
I get that. It gets down to the fourth quarter, and
you
I'm
didn't
still
say
losing.
He had a D.
I'm still losing.
They had a D?
Yes.
You never talked about the D.
And Cooper Kupp keeps getting all these catches. Jeff Wilson gets a touchdown. Then the Niners have it on the 1 yard line. They give it to Wilson, and he stopped at the 1 yard line for no gain. That would have wrapped it up. I'm like, God, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it.
And what quarter was that?
Fourth quarter.
Okay.
I am up by 0.2 when the Niners get the ball on the, like, with 1 minute, 40 seconds to go. And they still have to run the ball because LA has 2 timeouts left. I'm like, do not give it to him because he's going to lose a yard because they all know you're running it. First and 10, hand off to Jeff Wilson. Oh, loses 1 yard. I am now tied. Next play. No gain. Okay. I'm still tied. Fourth or third and 11. Give it to Jeff Wilson for 2 yards. I win by 0.4.
You've had a lot of those games.
I mean, it's like, what in the world?
I mean, that's one run, right?
Yeah, 2 yards. I'm telling you, because my buddy texted me. He's like, dude, it's freaking over. I lost. I can't believe it. And I was like, nope, because the Niners get the ball. Jeff Wilson loses a yard. And exactly what I said happened on first down. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. And I was like, what if they play action pass, they sack Garoppolo, and that's the point he gets from his defense to beat me? I won by 0.4.
At one point, I was down 0.5. Thank God Cooper Kupp had a couple more pass catches and for 10 yards. Because if I would have lost by 0.4, I would have maybe jumped off the fourth floor.
So that was the sore losers league?
No.
Oh. Okay. So we're going to talk about one of your 10 leagues that you're in?
It was an amazing end. That was it. That's all I had. I don't usually talk about other leagues, but that – amazing, like, if he
when
loses
you have 10 leagues, Coach, yes, you're going to talk about one of them. Something crazy happened.
Something crazy doesn't always happen.
Fantasy brings out a different kind of butt pucker. When you're gambling on a team, it's boom, let's go, baby. Come on, mother fucker. Come on, baby.
Deep voice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
When you're playing fantasy, for your guy to get a catch and then run 60 yards, like, ooh, ah, ooh, ee. At one point, Baser came out, and I was like, I mean, the noises you say during a fantasy matchup because you're trying to control that player just like it's PlayStation 5.
No, let me tell you what my problem is like I'm yelling like, all right, Evans, that's my dude. I said it one time.
Playing.
No, listen. One time, right, I say that. And now my kids, every time Mike Evans catches a pass, they're like, oh, it's your dude, right? It's your dude, Dad. I'm like, no, that was last year. Now my guy's Elliott. Now my guy's Kupp. Now my guy. I mean, basically out of all my leagues, I have everybody playing. Wait, so who's your guy? I'm like, all of them.
They're all my guys.
I don't know, guys.
They're my guys.
Every single one with the football pads and jersey, they're my dudes.
That's
okay?
On you. I told you one league. The one bite, everybody knows the rules.
I'm going to tell you what. I picked a bad year to invest heavily in Najee Harris. I'll tell
Najee.
You what.
That's what I'm saying. You and your brother both were butt buddies over it.
I'm butt buddy on it.
I drafted him in like 4 of my leagues. 4 of them.
I got screwed with Williams, though. He's out.
What report did you read that Trubisky and Pickett boy, we're going to hand
it
to
him. Here's the thing. It didn't matter because last year the Steelers were terrible. Big Ben couldn't throw it more than 5 years. And guess who was good? Najee Harris, he's getting double digits every game. Now it's just like, man, they can't move the ball, so they all know. All right, cool, cool. All right, Najee. Yeah, thanks, dude.
The thing that pisses me off,
Go ahead. We knew
from Hard Knocks that Hockenson.
He's awesome.
That he was going to be awesome. St. Jermaine Brown at St. Ahmad.
Yeah. Our man, St. Brown. Yeah, he's
him,
great.
Him, DeAndre Swift, Jamal. We knew they all were going to be good, and I was so close to drafting him. I know I was close on Hockenson. I missed that nightclub by about one pick. I wanted Hockenson so bad.
The steal is Jared
Goff.
You can
still get Hockenson.
I mean,
no, Goff, you cannot.
Yeah, you can.
Where?
Are you drunk?
You can trade for him.
Oh, you can trade for him. You're right. Okay.
I mean, you can still get him.
I thought you meant like on the waiver wire.
No, not in our league. Nobody trades.
That's what I'm about to say. On our league, what I mean, people don't want to trade. People don't. I mean, if they do, it's stupid trades. But like, really, like people, we're in what, week 5? Let's start trading. Let's go.
I think I offered McCaffrey for Derrick Henry. I have Henry. They have McCaffrey. I mean, that's a pretty even trade, right? They probably get the better end. No. Okay.
You want McCaffrey?
I'm just trying to mix it up. That's what fantasy's all about.
So you're trying to lose. What's wrong with you?
Derrick Henry, you're undefeated. No, you're not.
No, he's not.
Sorry, he just lost.
Dude, why would you say that?
I mean, I forgot. The Ray Jinx hit right home. I mean, right close to the house.
2,300.
Coach, why do you want McCaffrey? I'm curious.
It was just something I threw out because I was pissed. You know how many trades I've put out there? 5 to 10. And then they go on the message board. Sizz and Raymundo offering me trades, man. Didn't take it.
Question. How do you know if somebody offers you trades?
Go to trades.
Okay. Yeah, nothing. All right.
I mean, it's really not that hard. There's a tab that says trades.
But there's no note. I wish there was a notification that said trades been declined.
Thank you.
You have to then go research and see if they
I wonder if you probably got an email.
Oh.
No, that's in spam.
Great, coach. They're going to freaking email my Hotmail?
I don't know. I don't know what email you signed
up with.
I like
my other one where it goes zzz, zzz, on my phone like, oh, trade accepted. Nice. I like that.
But does it say trade denied?
All the time.
You get a trade
denied? Me and your brother in that other league. I mean, it's all, dude.
You're going to talk about another league?
Access denied. There's
going to be a trade denied.
Batters box.
Hey, the Niners are good again. Batters box.
Give me my home.
Hey, what happened to that algorithm you ran?
So, and I actually messed up the algorithm.
Oh.
Who was their home field advantage last night?
I was
San Francisco.
Okay. Because they're both in California, as part of my algorithm, it's an 11-step algorithm. I said there was no home field advantage because I thought it was going to be split. California, there were no Rams fans.
Coach,
it was only
in L.A., there are no Rams fans. They can play at home, and there are no Rams fans.
Honestly, do you remember on opening night when there were so many Bills fans in whatever stadium that is called?
SoFi.
SoFi Stadium. It was so loud for the Bills.
So loud at SoFi.
For the Bills.
So if I would have switched up that algorithm...
So you think the crowd noise is what made the difference?
That's one of the algorithms. That would have then made it 5-5.
Can we go through the 11-step algorithm?
Well, if it's 11, how would it be 5-5?
Because the 11th is, if it's a weird line that you think Vegas has got, which is what would have pushed it over to the 49ers.
Come on, coach. I want to hear this.
I took a picture of it. All right.
I took a picture of it. Didn't you write it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Okay.
It's and this is based off the last three games. Sometimes I go deeper, but it's sacks on quarterback, whichever team has the most on
that. Okay, well, the Rams got none.
No, it's the games before.
I know, but they got none, which is crazy to me.
And the Niners won that algorithm. Third down percentage, Rams.
Yep.
Completion percentage, I believe that was Rams. Total plays, 49ers. Injuries, Rams had more significant injuries. Quarterback, better, Rams. Fans, straight line. I put neutral when it should have been 49ers. I didn't know about the crowd. Next time I'll check Instagram. Betting favorite was the 49ers. 100 yards. This is a little weird one.
So they get an advantage because they're the betting favorite?
Just part of the algorithm.
Yeah.
And then I put 100 yards or two players with 80 yards, not including the quarterback. So I like to have a standout player, and that was more Rams with Cooper Kupp. They have more of a standout player. Do they cover lines? And it was neutral. They were against the spread both 1 and 2. And then number 11, weird Vegas line. In which it was a weird Vegas line. Any normal person would have thought Rams, but it was 49ers. So because of that, it would have been 5-5 tied, and it would have pushed it to 49ers.
Niners.
One of your algorithms is weird to me. One, the where you say, are they favored? If they're favored, they get a bump up. So automatically the favorite has one in the algorithm.
Okay, well, because if, let's say
to cover the spread.
No, I get it, though.
When it comes to covering the spread, that has nothing to do with if they're favored or not.
Correct.
So putting it in the algorithm seems like it throws off the algorithm to me.
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But what's the worst team in the NFL?
The Texans.
Okay, so say the Texans are playing God. Who's the best team? The Bills. the Bills get a one advantage because the Vegas is saying.
I think it's the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah, it could be the Eagles.
Vegas
yeah.
is saying they're the better team. So that's why I like to shift the algorithm that way. Does it need to be touched up? Yes. I apologize to the robots. I messed it up. That we all missed. It was a loss. But I screwed the robots on that
Here's
one.
Here's what the Rams need. The Rams
you tried to fuck us.
Oh, coach.
Oh, my God. Believe
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
The Rams need to find us. I mean, I don't know if Allen Robinson just isn't good anymore. He can't get open or they're just not throwing him the ball. They have to have someone besides Cooper Kupp.
Somebody said, worst trade of the offseason, the Rams getting rid of Robert Woods and getting Allen Robinson.
Robert Woods was so good in their system.
Thank God we have him.
Good he's at block. Not good with the Titans.
He didn't do anything for the Titans.
No. Did you watch the last game?
No.
He was all over the Woods.
He was?
Yeah.
How many catches good. Did he have?
Woo Box didn't say.
6 or 7?
Also,
I mean, I just
I feel like every time I watch Titans, I don't see Robert Woods.
Well, he did last game.
I see more of the rookie, the Burks guy. Traylon.
I saw him limping.
No, don't worry. He was there after me up the butt.
Hey, he crushed it this weekend against Colts.
Who, Woods?
Yeah, 4 catches, 30 yards.
He's
all over the
field. Was in the woods there.
Hey, but he did get a touchdown.
Oh, good for him.
No, yeah, that's Traylon screwing me, dude.
Okay, guys, what do you think about rushing the field?
No. What did you?
Why are you sending this list if we're not going
to
do
but
it?
You need to. You got to be more smooth about
you gotta
it.
You got to lube it up.
Okay.
The best hit of the night.
Let's go to commercial.
The best hit of the night was when that guy ran on the field. It was awesome.
This is how you do it.
Contrary,
it was so cool and it was so fun. If you watch the Manning cast, they're like talking about it and they make fun of him. They're like, "Hey, Eli, you know what would you do if a streaker came on? You going high? You going low? Like how you know?" They start discussing it. Whereas on the other one, they don't even show it. On the regular broadcast, they don't even show it.
I know.
The Manning cast, they freaking commentate and make fun of it and talk about it. It was great. And that's exactly what should happen when you run out on a football field. What Bobby Wagner did is exactly what you should do.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, though. That was the best hit the Rams had all night.
It wasn't the best hit the Niners had. The Niners were, their defense is badass. Them and the Cowboys, two best. Woo!
Yes, sir. Damn Whoa. Right.
But.
Hey, Rams ain't winning it this year.
Did you hit the breaking news?
Oh, yeah. I got it right here. I'll hit it for you.
That's breaking news.
Oh, I thought that would be NFL breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me get that. Yep. Did you know it, Eddie?
What's that?
Jerry Jones has said that Dak Prescott's grip is not well enough to play this week against the Rams. It's another week of Cooper Rush.
Let's go, Cooper.
The starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go, Cooper.
Looks like I'm starting Mariota in football.
On your
Dude,
fantasy?
I can't find a quarterback to save my dick.
Pick up Cooper.
Do not start Cooper. No. Who is your quarterback?
Well, Cousins.
Cousins is good.
Got 18. That's not good on my team.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
18 points.
That's good in quarterback. Like, you understand.
Nah, man. You need that 50, dude. You need that Josh Allen 50, 40.
You need that Jared Goff.
What is he putting up?
He put up 40-something this last week.
It's not bad.
Dude, Baser's in an insane fantasy football league. She was down 200 to 70 going into Monday, and she won. Or in Sunday night, and she won.
She came back.
Tom Brady got her like 70 points. So her scoring is crazy.
70 points?
That's not even possible. Like, he didn't even have that great of a game.
Well, I mean, she's in like...
is it like 100 points for a touchdown?
I don't know, dude. But I was like,
It could be five for every pass completed.
I've never seen that kind of comeback. That should be an E! Hollywood story.
Well, I rarely see 200 points. I don't think I've ever seen 200 points.
Then she's in Pee Wee's Playhouse Fantasy Football League.
Yes, but did you like that they hit him?
What?
Or did you have a problem with it? Oh, he shouldn't hit him like that.
No, a guy on the field running?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be on the field. Hit him. Absolutely.
And devil's advocate, everybody's going to get on their knees right now for a player doing that. That was cool. But what about, why are we not naming the other guy? That was my one point.
That is true, because he's less known.
Okay.
And that's why.
It's so weird how the media picks up certain stories.
But Bobby Wagner is the one that had the big hit.
I don't even know Bobby Wagner.
It wasn't a big
hit. He played on the Seahawks.
It wasn't a hit on hit. He missed him a little.
No, the other guy missed him a little. Wagner, I mean, I don't know what angle you saw. I thought it was a pretty solid boom.
Now, was it targeting, though?
He may have. Yeah. No, hey, it couldn't have been helmet to helmet because the guy wasn't wearing one.
That's a good point.
The ref reached for his flag.
It's just a habit, guys.
I mean, did you see the security guards, how bad they were?
The one guy, I think, twisted
his ankle. Oh, he broke his ankle. And I was like, ah. Hey,
guys, they don't train for that crap.
They don't.
They're volunteer security dudes.
And they're in their little, I mean, I don't even, those yellow jackets look like ponchos.
Yes, they're like rain slickers.
They can't breathe.
And they're running.
It's not good, guys.
Someone please help us.
I like that the dude got nailed. That's cool. That's great.
It was good.
I guess Bobby Wagner's an amazing tackler. Because remember during the pandemic how I did the simulations when I was gambling?
Yes.
They had a simulation bet where you could bet on Bobby's bitches.
Huh?
And if he got like two sacks, you won the Bobby Bitches bet.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was Bobby Wagner. And you could only do it on Bobby Wagner. So I guess he's a good tackler. So the Sims called Bobby Bitches, predicted in 2 years he was going to make a big hit. So much so.
So that guy's Bobby's bitch?
They created a bet.
Do you understand he was better back then than he is now?
I know. But they created a bet on the simulation that if he gets two big hits, you win the bet. And that's what he just did 2 years later. The simulations predicted that, and guess who else? Gesicki.
And guess what Gesicki does now? He's like the backup tight end in Miami.
He's backup?
I mean, he doesn't do anything. Doesn't fit
the system. Who's the first? Who's the starter? The Dolphin?
Flipper the Dolphin? Hey, but the tight end, though, I mean, they have a different job. They have different jobs.
Right. And that's why
he can be very effective at his position.
But he's not good at blocking is the problem.
Oh, forget it then.
That's what the issue is he doesn't fit in the system. Because like George Kittle, where the coach of Miami came from San Francisco, Kittle can block, run block, everything. Whereas this guy, what's his name, Gesicki?
Yeah.
Isn't as good as a blocker. And so it's like, he's cool.
Kittle was funny last night when he caught that pass in the touchdown in the end zone, and he catches it and the first foot goes down and the second one. It
wasn't even close.
I mean, it's probably like 2 inches out, right? Yeah. But you can see in his face in the replay, his face was like, oh, fuck. Like, he looks down at his foot. He's like, oh, fuck. But then he notices the touchdown sign.
He had to play
He's like, yeah. That was hilarious. Because that immediate reaction, you got to make. Dude, if you're going to sell it, you got to sell it from the very beginning. But he knew right away his foot was out.
Dude, those fans were going nuts, man. Like, it was a loud fan base.
Yeah.
That's 49ers football. Kid, when you see the 49ers, never 49, I see.
It's never finer.
The Bay, dude. Candlestick.
You ever thought about taking no teeth out there? Do a game?
No, I've never thought about that. I mean, my brother went one time with his now wife. I think they were just dating. And it was when Troy Smith was the quarterback. The Niners got shut out. And the game lasted about an hour and a half because all the Niners did was run the football. So the clock just kept running. And they lost like 14 to nothing.
Oh, damn.
And he said it was awful.
Quite the memory.
Wow.
And then he traveled to Arizona last year
to
break the losing streak. And they lost again. So he's been to two games.
I'm on that same boat with Vols. I've went to three. They've lost two. So everybody keeps saying, you're going to go to the Bama game? Hell no. Tickets are $400. And now Kevin's hitting me with, hey, are you going to go to the Kentucky game?
Because tickets are a little bit
cheaper. I've told him, though, they lose a majority of the games I go to. One time they got spanked right up the put.
Excuse me?
47-7 against the Dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
And then another time.
Well, you don't want to go see them play the Dogs or Alabama.
Music City, they got beat in the last second at that one. It was the Music City Miracle College Edition.
You want to hear the saddest thing ever I saw this morning?
Yeah, let me hit it.
I was driving in. There's a billboard for Vandy football.
Was it one of those sex billboards?
It was gold and black, and it had like the big V, but nowhere else did it say Vanderbilt. And it was the player catching a football, and it was the Vanderbilt helmet, but no logo on it. It almost looked like the BetMGM logo where they don't put real players on there.
Bolata.
It never said Vandy anywhere, and it said, get your tickets today. SEC football starting at $40.
Not Vandy football.
No. Guys, they're selling an SEC game.
They're selling a conference, not a team.
It's so sad.
Great spot.
Like, no one wants to go to those games.
The fact that you picked up on that is incredible.
Coach, I watched it. I'm like, was that a Vandy billboard or not? And then Eric is real big, like, SEC football. Watch it in person.
The advertising department, though, props. You remembered every single inch of that billboard.
Yeah, but he remembered it for the wrong reasons. Like, he didn't remember it as Vandy football. He remembered it as, man, they don't even believe in their own football team enough that they have
They're trying to use other teams to sell tickets.
Yeah, here's like,
you want
to
see Ole Miss?
When Alabama came to town, they probably put on the billboard, Alabama football this weekend
tonight,
right here and against Vanderbilt.
Get your tickets.
Did you guys know, do you ever go to the CVS, speaking of Vanderbilt, on Vanderbilt's campus? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know. It's right there.
Okay, so I used to go to it when we lived downtown. That was the closest CVS.
Okay.
I didn't know there was residences above it. Did you guys ever know that?
Didn't realize that.
Dude, no. I went in
there. But they now have a Kava there. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I went in there. CVS, I'm just going to go for, you know, probably some Jimmy's and Pedialyte. I'm walking out. Dude, it was game day against Alabama. First of all, I kind of knew we were on the outskirts of the campus. Second of all, I didn't know there were all these kids. Dude, there was maybe 100 college kids in that CVS drinking, partying, mini skirts everywhere. I was like, where the hell did y'all come from? And the elevator would come down. Boop, boop, boop. 100 kids would get off. Bing! Dude, I was in a line 75 deep to get a sixer, a Pedialyte, and a Jimmy.
The elevators go through the store?
They're right there by the, yeah.
They open at the front door of the CVS, and they go up probably 80 floors. Maybe not.
Maybe 8 floors.
Take a zero off of that.
Maybe 8 floors.
Dude,
80? What are
and
we,
then I went
City?
Outside like an old man and just looked up, and as I look up, there you see all the residences, and they have a patio up there.
Oh, I was going to say a beer was thrown down to you.
Somebody hits me in the head. Oh, fuck you, kids.
And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about my golf experience the other day that, oh, my gosh, it was a father and son and me.
That's beautiful.
You would think. We'll be right back.
That was a hell of a tease.
So I get – no. So I go to the golf course. I'm playing by myself.
Five.
And
good luck with that.
I'm playing by myself, and they're like, oh, you're going to play with those two out there. And I walk out to the putting green. I'm like, hey, I'm playing with you guys. Oh, hey, you know, I'm Jackson. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he's
you
like,
said your name was Jackson?
No, his name was Jackson.
How's it going? My name's Jackson Hole. What the?
You know, like Wyoming.
And he said, this is my son, Nathan. I said, oh, cool, man.
What up, Nate Dog?
How's it going? Good.
Put it here.
They had never
What's
played.
Up, man?
They had never played at this course.
Put it here, man.
They had never played at this course before, so they were like, hey, do you know where number one is at? And I was like, yeah, it's right over here. That's the whites, unless you're going to play from the tips. Oh, I'll pass on that. I'll pass on that. Okay, cool. And the dad is...
You weren't going to play the tips.
No, I was saying if they were.
Okay.
That's what I just was letting them know if they
were. How old was the kid?
He was probably 25.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a 10
year. No. And so we get there, and the dad's lining up his tee shot, and I'm like, well, hey, man, they're right out there. I don't know how far you can hit it, but, you know, I think you can hit them right there. And he goes, oh, well, a good drive for me is 275.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, okay, and you can definitely hit those people. And, Eddie, what's your number one rule in golf?
Huh?
What's your number one rule with golfers?
Have fun.
Now, what's your number one rule with golfers?
Always have a sixer.
Let them play through.
Eddie, what do you always say about golfers?
Dress nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Tuck in the shirt.
Are you really not going to tell me what you really say?
What do I say?
When a golfer tells you what, are what?
Hey, tap me on the shoulder when you see the beer cart girl.
That's a good one.
No.
I do say that sometimes.
No.
What about
no.
If you tell me you're good, you're really not.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So he tells me a good drive is 275, right?
There you go. He's going to hit it 90
that's
yards.
That's close to pro.
So I am like, this guy is going to be terrible.
He's going to hit 90
because yards. Eddie says, because immediately Eddie's rule pops in my head.
But my rule is for people that say that when they're not on the golf course. They only say it when they're not on the golf course.
Okay. All right. Thank you. My fault. So I start judging him already going, this guy's going to be terrible. He is going to be terrible because Eddie says if someone says they are good at golf, they really suck at golf. So he waits for the people to clear the creek. It's a par five. You know, it's like 300 and something yards to the creek, but he wants to wait. All right, cool. Because he says he hits it 275, and Eddie's thought in my back of my mind, this guy's going to be terrible. He gets up there, looks at it. Boom! 65 yards.
Well, that's 200 short.
65 on the ground?
Yeah. Okay. On the ground. Never got in the air. Okay, cool. I'm going to hit another one.
That's all right.
All right, cool, man. Cool.
First hole, man. It's good.
Cool.
Breakfast ball.
Cool.
That was the bacon. Where's the egg?
All right, here we go. Come on. Let's get that out.
Boom! 120 to the left in the water.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
well, still not adding up to 275.
275, huh? So we proceed to play a couple holes, and we're on the third hole. He's talking. He's like, yeah. But I'm legit, you know, 18 handicap. He goes, bogey golf is what I play. I mean, the first seven holes, he didn't get less than a triple bogey. And this is the dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jackson.
Yes. And the son talks about every shot. Like, oh, man, I didn't think it was going to go that fast. I mean, every shot. Like, there was something wrong. These greens, I mean, just so fast. I mean, okay, cool, right. Then I'm talking about, I'm not shooting very well. I shot a plus 17 on the front nine. Bad, bad, bad. Couldn't do anything.
That's my style.
And usually I would get mad, you know?
Yeah, you usually do.
But
yeah.
I was like, hey, man, it's not my day. Cool. We get to number 10, and the son has a bad hole. Quits on the hole. Slams two golf clubs.
Don't do that, you son of a bitch.
And he turned into me. I saw my reflection. And I was like, this is what I look like. He went into silent mode.
Uh-huh.
He would only get out of the cart, swing the club, go back and sit in the cart. Like, he would get, like, we were all on the green, he would go up, it didn't care. He would putt, pick up his ball, and go to the green. He was like, Go to the cart.
Yeah. Holy hell, he saw himself.
And I was like,
that's you.
This is what I look like.
Yep.
And so only the dad is talking to me.
Jackson.
And so.
And you're Nico, or who are you? Gibbles?
No, it's Jason.
Jason.
And so I was like, wow, this is what I look like. Then I was talking to the dad, and he was like, yeah, a couple weeks ago I was playing over at Country Hills. He was like, I got so mad on one hole, I threw my two iron up in the trees.
Okay. You got anger problems.
They both do.
And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. And it didn't come down. So you lost a club because you threw it in the trees, and you are a 50-year-old something guy. That is awful.
It's now one of those situations.
Now you know why Junior is acting.
Now I know why Junior's acting the way he is acting.
You hope there's not domestic abuse.
Yeah, there probably is.
And
with a two iron.
I'm like, wow. He goes, luckily I went back a couple weeks later and it fell down and they had it in the clubhouse. And then the dad starts going into angry mode.
He like hits you in the face.
Please tell me they start kicking your ass.
And he just F-bomb on every shot, tossing clubs.
What the fuck?
And so I had to finish the last four holes with neither one of them talking. Just pissed off.
Nice day, isn't it?
Dad on 18, didn't even finish number 18, just went and sat in the cart.
Well, at least you got to finish it on your own.
Wow.
And
did you ever see the 275-yard drive?
Never saw a 275-yard drive The whole time.
Did you guys shake at the end?
I did go over to the golf cart, and he, oh, man, thanks for playing with me, you know. And the son did finish out 18. He shook my hand on the green. And I sat there, and I looked back at the whole golf course. And then and there, I made a promise to myself.
You will never act like that.
I will never be silent guy again on the golf course. Wow. To anybody I've ever played golf with, Eddie, Ray, Pitts, Sore Losers Nation, I will never be that person again because it was awful. And usually I only do it when I'm playing with people I know because I'm competitive. To do it with strangers and to do it with father and son and talk about and throwing clubs. I mean, at least I don't throw clubs. But good God almighty, it was so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah, man, it's not fun.
So awkward.
I'm glad you had that epiphany.
But, I mean, when he stepped up and said, oh, good drive, 275, I'm going, okay, I'm ready to see this. And he hits the first day. I was like, well, this is going to be a long day. This is going to be a long freaking day.
Where'd y'all play?
Ted Rhodes.
Oh.
Nice, yeah. Muni.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good little Muni.
Water.
Right, yeah, a lot of water.
That water on the left.
Right. Water on the right.
Water on the
water
right.
Water all around. That's a lot of holes, a lot of water. But yes, that was my epiphany, and I was just like, I am never, ever going to be that guy again.
Oh, I can't wait, dude.
I solemnly swear.
I mean, because I was 17 over on the front. 17 over. And I was like, I could have been that guy.
You were 17 over on the front nine?
Yeah.
What the f***? And you didn't quit?
Nope. Just started parring holes. Par number 10.
What'd you shoot?
Par number 11. Par number 12.
Triple bogey.
Bogey.
Triple bogey. Triple bogey. Triple bogey.
Nope. Shot a plus 8 on the back.
Dang, this is a terrible score.
Nah, 97. Well,
that's not bad.
It's not bad. After starting off at freaking plus 17.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. So my promise to you is I will never be like that again.
Thank you. Thanks. Let's go to commercial.
Thanks for putting your hand on their heart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you guys want to do? Are you guys going to keep going, or what are you going
to
do? Why don't you just keep rolling?
Yeah, is Pitts here? Let me call Pitts. Hey, introduce Pitts. Just introduce Kansas City Radio real quick. Like you do. Buzz Barbecue.
No, he walked out. He waved at us.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did?
All right. I got some.
What do you got?
You ready?
Yeah.
Here, I want you to look at this video and let's see your play-by-play skills.
Okay.
All right?
Ray had to leave.
Yeah. There you go. Hit the space bar.
Space bar.
This is my son.
It just went, I hit space bar and it disappeared.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
That was not
you
on the rundown.
You are an idiot.
That was not on the rundown.
This is my son, his pitching debut. Wait, that's not it.
I was like, that's him?
That's not it. Yeah, he's on the mound. There he is, right here.
Oh.
Pitching debut.
Okay.
Last night.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
I'm trying to talk. Hold on. Was that already one?
Yeah, that was already one. The kid he is pitching to is three times the size of him.
He's gigantic.
It is the big hurt. Just imagine. Okay, guys, it is Frank Thomas at the plate. I mean, that is how big he is.
And would you compare my son to?
Ray.
Altuve.
Altuve. That's great. Altuve is on the mound, and he is pitching to Frank Thomas.
Okay, you ready?
And he's from the stretch. He doesn't like the windup or what?
This is the last inning. They bring him in. Yeah, I mean, it's been an hour and a half, and we've only gone through three innings, all right?
Yeah, and so, it's 9-2. I don't know who's winning.
We are.
You're all beating the big hurt?
Hell yeah. We're killing the Reds.
Okay. He's got the ball in his right hand. Yeah.
This is it. They said, hey, Junior, on the mound. It's your pitching debut. Let's go. Let's see what you got.
Oh, he takes it to his glove. Oh, and the pitch. Whoa! It was like a rainbow, and the big hurt never had a chance. Swing and a miss.
Strike one.
All right, we throw it back to the mound.
Yep.
He jogs back up there,
mm-hmm.
puts his right foot on the rubber, and the wind up, and the pitch. Another rainbow!
That's strike two, baby.
It is now, I would say approximately throwing it about 13 miles an hour. I mean, it is a looping.
But that's unofficial.
Rainbow. Oh, another wind up in the pitch.
Oh, that one almost hit.
Oh, almost hit him. Big hurt with some moves right there.
That's,
scoots out of the way.
That's on the
inside. Bit inside, folks. Count 1-2, 9-2, and the wind up and the pitch. Rainbow. Oh, that's way too high.
That's high.
That is over his head.
2-2.
The throw back to the mound. Gets loose.
There's nobody on base.
No runners on base. All right, here he goes. He's looking at the signal. Calling for the rainbow pitch. He throws the rainbow. Strike three! Sit down, Big Hurt. Oh, Big Hurt is so discouraged.
Did you see him?
He kind of threw his arm in disgust.
Did you see Big Hurt? All right, well, here's the next kid. Ready?
Wow.
Second batter. Hold on. Second batter. Here we go.
Oh, lefty. Lefty. All right, we got Michael Brantley up. The pitch. Ball outside.
That's strike.
That was a strike?
Strike one.
Woo! A bit outside, a little generous there. Blue, get your head in the game. All right, here we go. And I don't know why I went Michael Brantley.
Kind of looks like Michael Brantley.
Oh, almost inside.
No, that's strike two.
What?
That's strike two.
Strike two looking. I mean, this guy, okay, he jumped out of the way. I mean, that camera angle made it look inside the way he jumped out of the way. Third pitch, wind up. Oh, foul ball. He was late on it. How can you be late on a 10-mile-an-hour fastball, man?
Whoa, it's probably 11.
Well, man, I don't know. That was the slowest one yet. I mean, 10 miles an hour and the kid was late. Hit it off the handle. I mean, almost hit his hands. Here he goes. The wind up in the pitch. Way over his head.
Oh, my goodness.
Way over his head. The kid looks annoyed. Michael Brantley looks annoyed. Altuve, throw it in there to him, buddy. They're on the same team, so I don't know how he'd be pitching to him. But anyway, the pitch. Oh, outside. In the dirt.
Boy, but what are we, 2-2?
2-2. 9-2. One out. I guess one out. I've only seen
one. Yeah,
one out. Crowd is going crazy. There's standing room only. Here we go. The pitch. Strike three!
Boys, that was two strikes back to back.
Okay, are we going to see this third kid?
No, because
he hits a home run.
No, I kind of gave up. I'm like, all right, I'm done. I was like squatting down there, you know.
Yeah,
like
your knees were hurting.
I was ready to sit back down. But I want to show you something that was hilarious. Look at him when he strikes out. Look at my son.
Oh, he does it. Yeah, I got him. Yeah.
Yes.
That's funny.
He does the little fist pump.
Yes, yeah, got him.
Was that
his first time pitching?
First time pitching. So the second batter, he walked.
Do you need batter's box to give him some lessons?
Batter's box.
You know, batter's box pitched in college.
Yeah, man, Concordia.
Yeah.
Concordia University, right by the hospital.
Yeah, he was a tornado.
What does that mean?
That was their mascot.
Oh, Concordia Tornadoes.
I think.
And he was a pitcher?
He was a pitcher.
That's awesome, dude.
He gave up a home run on I-35.
Damn, the ball hit the interstate?
Lower deck.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, bomb.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, because their field was literally on the frontage road of I-35.
Let me tell you, I'm proud of my son.
Okay.
All right, so the next batter, he walked, and then the fourth batter, he hit, Outfield, pop fly, out. I mean, got a no-hitter. So he starts his career with no hits.
Okay, okay. So he had a perfect inning. He had a good inning. He had a good clean inning. Clean sheet.
Clean inning. This is his debut.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what I'm most proud of about. And I told him, dude, you pitched great. It was awesome. I'm proud of you. What I loved the most was that you did not act like you were looking at a sign. You didn't take your time. You never went up to the mound and went, all of these other kids think they're playing in the major leagues and they all take about 30 seconds every pitch. And it makes the game freaking long. Coach, these games last an hour and a half, and if we're lucky, we go three innings. It is brutal to watch kid pitch baseball. But I told my son, you struck out these two dudes in what? 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yeah, that was probably about a minute.
That's the fastest I've ever seen anyone pitch the ball.
But what if they're giving them a signal for curve or intentional walk?
No, they can't curve. They can't curve. They can't do breaking balls. They can't do sliders. Coach, they can't even throw strikes.
They throw rainbows.
Most of these kids do not throw strikes.
Do most pitchers throw the rainbow?
No, but that's what I like about him. It's a curveball.
And the hitters have no idea how to handle that because they're used to a straight, and it's like, what the? It's like slow pitch softball. Yes. It looks like you should be able to mash it, and you don't wait on it, and you swing. It's like, oh, my God,
the rainbow,
how did I miss that?
The rainbow's kind of my fault because I told him, like, look, you're further than you think. The mound is always further than
you think. You're absolutely right. When we go throw the first pitch, you always think, oh, it's going to be so easy that I'm not going to bounce it.
Right.
But you come down and you hold on to it too long, and that's why you bounce it, because it's further than you think.
So I told him, when you go up there, look at the umpire's mask and aim for that. You aim at the mask.
Yes, because the mask is above the catcher.
It's going to fall right into the glove every single time. And that's what you saw. It's pretty badass.
Where did you learn that trick?
What do you mean? I just told him, like, just aim
high.
No,
but where did you learn that? Like, what? Did you Google that? Like, hey, where should I tell my son to aim?
No, I just pictured, like, where would I aim? I would aim at the umpire's mask.
But what if you want one to chase him in the dirt? Like, what if you want him to chase it in the dirt? Do you ever throw one on purpose down low to change his eye level?
It's because nothing's on purpose.
Oh,
these guys don't do anything on purpose.
So what do the other kids do? Other kids look in there and are like, but this is not even on the rundown. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Other kids, you know, they go up there and they put the ball behind their back. They lean over.
Put their arm on their leg.
And they squint their eyes.
Heck yeah, I love it.
And the catcher's like, what are you looking at? I'm not doing anything. And then they kind of go up.
Do they ever shake them off?
No. Shake off nothing?
There's no, but you shake them off.
And then they stand up straight. They check third. Check first, even though they don't really ever throw anyone out.
No, there's no pickoffs because there's no leadoff.
There's no leadoffs. They're all 1 foot on the base. And they check first. They check third. And then they pitch the ball, and it's a ball. It's like way outside. The catcher can't even catch it. Every single time.
Are you in a league where if it is a pass ball, they can run?
Yes.
Okay, so correct. It is that age. I don't know what.
Oh, and let me tell you how the games go. This is how the games start. Four balls, first batter. First batter, start of the inning, but the top of the first inning, first batter comes up. Four balls, walk, walks to first. Second batter, walk, they move, second, third. First and second. Ball, overthrown, backstop, all the runners move, third and second. Ball, bases loaded. This is how it goes. And the max run is five. The run rule is five. So they walk until five people actually walk the bases and score, and then we go to the next inning.
Are the pitches even close? Like, could the ump call them strikes?
You saw them. You saw them for yourself.
No. I'm saying, like, do they need to expand the strike zone to encourage kids to swing the bat?
No, they're not giving strikes away.
No, but should they? Like, I'm saying, I haven't been around that age of baseball in so long, so I don't know if umpires are generous, or should they be so kids swing the bat instead of everybody just standing there walking.
Coach.
Would you rather people swing the bat? Like, slow pitch softball. Like, when I would play, there were people that would take walks. And I understand if the pitch is nowhere close, like not swinging. But in slow pitch softball, I would swing almost every time because I was like, I'm not here to walk. I'm not here to stand here and be like, okay, that's an inch off the plate. I'm going to go ahead and not swing. I am there to play.
Right.
So I'm asking, would you like the umpire to call more strikes so more kids swing the bat?
I would, but he can't.
Oh.
Coach, these balls are all over the place. One of them almost went over the backstop.
He was like Ricky and Keel.
Yeah, one key.
Do you know who Ricky and Keel is?
No, are those the comedians?
No. Ricky and Keel was a pitcher for the Cardinals.
Oh.
He was like rookie. He might have been rookie of the year. I don't know exactly, but he was badass. And then all of a sudden, he got the yips, and he couldn't throw it to home plate. He couldn't throw it to home plate.
I heard about this guy.
He couldn't throw it to home plate. He was bouncing and he was throwing it over.
Dude,
that's
terrible.
And he was really good. And so it was just like, it was over. So he went back down to the minors and converted to an outfielder.
Just couldn't pitch anymore.
Couldn't pitch because he couldn't throw strikes. It's sort of like Knobloch at second base. All of a sudden, he couldn't throw it to first. A ground ball, he would throw it into stands. Like, you get the yips.
It's just something in their mind that's making them screw up. That's weird.
Like, you've been doing it since you were a little kid. You've made it, and all of a sudden, like that.
That's how I feel like with golf. I mean, I just don't know. There are certain swings, man. I hit the ball, and I'm like, I don't know how I did that. I used to never, ever, ever hit the ball like that.
Do you think subconsciously, you never used to hit the ball like that, right?
Yeah.
So now, when you're standing over that same shot, you're like, man, I hope I don't hit it like that.
No,
do you think that?
I'm starting to go through all the checklists of everything. I like wrist right, grips right, stance is right, double check the stance. Am I holding, am I club face open, club face closed? Like, what am I doing? Where's the ball and my feet? All right, here we go. There's a target. Let's do it. Keep your left arm straight, swing all the way through it, hit the ground right after the shot, right after the swing, like all that. And it happens and I don't know how.
Yeah, because I wish, that's the one thing about golf. I have no idea how to tell what I'm doing wrong. Like, I'm like, huh, okay, well. And then I hit it the same exact way. So I'm obviously doing the exact same thing.
Yes, yes.
But I don't know which thing I'm doing that I'm not supposed to be doing. I'm like, exactly. Well, okay, I hit it the same. So that means I'm doing something wrong, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And it drives me nuts.
And there are so many variables to golf that, like, even people, instructors or whatever, like coaches, they don't know what it is. They don't know you that well. You know,
but
like,
it does help.
But if you're with someone over and over and over, you know, kind of like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. But like, somebody can't just watch my swing and be like, oh man, that's your left arm.
No, they really can't. Eddie, I started taking golf lessons.
Coach, your swing is so ugly though that they knew right away what it was.
Eddie,
and it wasn't your contact. It was how you swung the club.
And it was my grip, and it was my hand placement, everything.
Right, but even the grip now, you grip 100% the same, and you still shank it.
What do you mean I grip it the same?
Like, you check, you now, you double check your grip. All right, is it right on my knuckles? You look, you set up, and then you double check it again. You have a whole routine now, and you still have bad shots.
Well, of course, so it's not perfect.
No. Your grip is always perfect.
But
it's not always your grip. That's what I'm saying.
It's sometimes my swing, but they can tell you. They could tell you what you're doing wrong.
They can tell you what they think you're doing wrong, but it's not necessarily the thing that you need to do to change your game.
I don't know. Whatever this guy's taught me, it's changed my game.
I mean, Coach, you're talking about alignment. You're talking about wrist action. You're talking about grip. You're talking about where you're hitting the ball, how you swing it, the way you're turning your body, the way it's your hips are moving, how bent your knees are.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally. I hit a draw because I knew how to do it.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. Like, so I missed the fairway left, and I was over next to another tee box, and there was a tree, and I pulled out that 6 iron. I was like,
checked your grip.
Checked my grip. Checked it again. I was like, all right, I freaking curved it right around that tree, right up to the green. And the guy on the tee box goes, nice draw. And I was like, thanks, man. I mean, here's the thing. I would have never been able to do that. And I said,
so how'd you do it?
You got to turn that club when you're coming through. You got to turn those arms. You close the club face.
You close the club face.
When I came through, turned it over.
Oh, okay.
Turn it over.
Okay. Turn it over. And then drew to the left.
I mean, it was like, damn, that was
That's
cool.
Beautiful.
Because if it would have gone straight, it would have gone straight across the fairway into the woods.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, all right, I got
it. You ever try to draw it and then it goes straight?
Oh, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Exactly.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But now my question for you is, I have a long shot bet. This might be stupid. Okay.
You know I love long shot bets.
Right. What team scores a lot of points, has been competitive in every single game?
NFL?
Yes.
Scores a lot of points. Has been
competitive every game.
Falcons.
That's one of them, but that's not my bet.
Okay. Competitive.
Competitive.
Scores a lot of points.
Yep.
Jaguars.
America's sweethearts.
Patriots.
No. The Lions.
Oh.
Long shot bet. right now. I don't know if their defense is good enough. They're 1-3, so they're two games back. You bet the Lions to win their division.
What division is this?
The NFC North.
So it's with the...
The Vikings, Packers, and Bears. Uh-huh. Because I'm not convinced the Packers are that good. The Bears are terrible. And the Vikings defense just terrifies me. So I think a long shot bet.
That's a hard one, Coach. I mean, that's a hard one because, I mean, really, I don't know who out of that division could win it. Like, it can be anyone. The Packers really could get their shit together.
Right, honestly. And so could the Vikings. I mean, they're both 3-1.
The Vikings will not get their crap together. Coach, they're terrible.
They're 3-1.
No, I understand.
They beat the Packers.
Yeah. That game with the Saints, they should have lost.
They should have lost.
Whole 3-1 out the door.
I'm just saying, if you want a long shot
bet. And the
bet,
Lions, you're stuck on the Lions because of Hard Knocks.
No.
Or their coach.
No. I like their coach. They're well coached.
Dan Campbell.
Jared Goff is playing really well. He's playing so good. And they're actually explosive offensively. Now, if they could just stop someone on the defense, like they gave up, I don't know, 5,000 points to Geno Smith.
Isn't Dan Campbell a defense guy?
He's supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, dude. I honestly think the Packers would win the division.
But your long shot bets that you look for big payouts.
Yes.
That could be one of them.
It could be. Well, you can put $1 on it, $5,
$10.
To win what?
$20.
To win?
Let's see. I bet you would win. Hold on. Let's see. Filibuster, dude. Talk about the Cowboys.
What about the Cowboys?
This is an interesting week because you saw what the Rams, they against a good defense, they struggled. Mm-hmm. And what do the Cowboys have?
A good defense. A damn good defense.
Yes.
What I saw last night or Monday night, I'm sorry. What I saw Monday night was, a very unpredictable, broken Los Angeles Rams. And man, I love to see that because when you look at the Cowboys schedule, you're thinking, oh, we've had some easy games. Here we go. We got our first challenge. And I mean, the Rams, the Rams still have the key players that they need to win games. I don't know. They're just not doing it. Cooper Kupp is going to be a little scary with the Cowboys.
Yes, but at the same time, they have no one else. I mean, Allen Robinson. Oh, my gosh. You put a $20 bet on the Lions, you win $340.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio. I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's pretty good. 340, that must be plus
Plus 1,600.
Plus 1,600?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess you get total payouts 340, so you win 320.
That's pretty good. You can do it? Place it.
I don't have any money in there.
What happened to all your money?
I told you, we bet it.
Well, are you close to winning it?
No, it's all like futures.
Oh, futures.
But we're not looking good because we have the Jets under 5.5 wins. They already have freaking 2 wins.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Cowboys under 10 wins. That one I'm not sweating still because my brother's like, oh my God, our Cowboys bet is so stupid. We're idiots. These are games we thought the Cowboys would win at the beginning of the season. So them winning them, yes, it sucks because Cooper Rush has been in there. So
you had one game that you didn't think the Cowboys
would win. Right, was the Bengals. That's the only one. And eventually, somewhere along the way, the Cowboys are going to lose a game you don't think they're going to lose.
Right.
And so you're back on track. That's it. I'm good.
Okay.
Chargers to win the division. Still have a chance. The Vikings, they're leading their division. I have them to win the division.
Herbert, what's his injury? Like, is he just
rib cartilage
playing through it?
Yeah, he's just tough, man. He's a tough SOB.
I mean, he's acting like it doesn't hurt one bit.
I think he gets shot.
Injections?
Oh, hell yeah.
But doesn't that make it worse?
I don't.
Listen to me. When you inject painkillers into something that needs to be healing, you're acting as if they're not hurt, and you're making it worse. Your rib cartilage is torn, right? It's supposed to be healing. So when you heal...
Did you learn this in med school?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you heal, that means you're not moving your ribs. You're laying down. You're sitting
resting.
There. You're
yes.
resting. This dumbass is playing as if there are no rips in his cartilage, and he's making that healing prolong itself.
Yes.
So where he could be healing and be 100% in 3 weeks, this dude may not be 100% the entire season.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't agree with injecting yourself with painkillers. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not smart to me.
Right. No, I agree with you, but...
These are your ribs, man. This holds your organs. If it takes one bad shot, they're already... Picture this. A fence that keeps cows out.
Yeah.
And these cows keep hitting that fence. If that fence is already cracked, those cows are going to get through. But yeah. If that fence is solid, those cows aren't going anywhere. So these Chargers fans who think like, man, this is a tough dude. Like, hey, man, the Chargers dude, he's acting like he's not hurt. And that's stupid because that means he's always going to be hurting.
Yes.
And at some point he's going to get one shot to the ribs.
And it's going to be
terrible. His freaking heart's going to come out of his chest. Literally.
My suggestion would have been they should have sat him for the Jacksonville Jaguars game. And then maybe the Texans game. Because you played on Thursday night footballs when he got hurt.
Yeah.
So if you don't play the Jacksonville game, you've already rested for, what, 10, 11 days?
Mm-hmm.
And then a whole nother week until the Texans game, which would be 16, 17 days. Or is that right? I don't even know how you do math. Yeah, 11 days and 6 more days, 7 more days. 17, 18 days. And if you're still not 100%, rest one more week, which would be this coming weekend. So you lose to the Jags, you can probably beat the Texans with your backup quarterback because
yeah.
You got blown out by the Jags anyway with your quarterback. So you play, you take 2 weeks off, and you don't think he's 70%, 80% by that point?
He should be.
That would have been the smart move.
I agree.
But we don't do that. It's sort of like with Tua. You just threw him back out there.
Exactly.
He was dazed and wobbling all over the field. And he took one. I didn't even think it was a bad hit. And the dude's fingers were flashing west side.
The fencing effect.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, man.
I mean, he was going west side. And so now
he wasn't saying West Side, Coach.
It looked like it.
No, he couldn't move his fingers.
Right. It's sort of like when my parents, when I used to do my eyelids like this, and they say, oh, if someone hits you on the back when your eyelids are like that, you're going to be permanently like that.
And so you stopped doing it.
So I stopped doing it. Now I find out as I'm older that it's not true.
It's not true.
And so I thought his fingers were going to be permanently like that.
You ever squeeze a lemon or a lime with one hand?
Yeah.
What does the other hand do?
Does it really?
Yes. If you ever squeeze something really hard. No, but don't act like you're squeezing it. You got to really squeeze hard. Here. Squeeze this really hard. Your other hand moves.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Can you imagine how weird it is when you get hit and your fingers are like, ugh.
Do you think he knew that he couldn't move his fingers?
No, hell no. He didn't know what's going on.
Because they already ruled him out for this weekend, good. Right?
If I were his parents, I would call him and be like, son, I know you're a grown man. You're an adult. Just please quit. It's not worth it. You're going to be Antonio Brown soon.
He
was hurt in college. He was hurt in his first year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's starting to get hurt again this year. Like, son, you're awesome. I love you. You're a great
football
player.
Millions of dollars.
You've made a lot of money. Let's sell cars. Let's start opening up Tua's car dealership.
Tua's Toyota.
Tua's. I love that. Tua's Toyota. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not worth it, son. I know you love the game, but you're getting your ass kicked every single year. And you're not breaking your leg. You're not breaking your thumb. You're not breaking your wrist.
This one was head. This is the first one that you're like, okay, it was the head.
It's really bad, though.
And no matter what, though, the Dolphins were going to claim he's out no matter what. There's no way, even if he was cleared, they're going to make themselves, they're going to be like, nope, he ain't cleared. No matter what, after all the media backlash and everything that's gone on, there was no way he was going to play this weekend.
Right.
No way. And they think they can win because they're playing the Jets. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were playing the Bills. Would Tua be out there this weekend?
Probably.
Would they say, oh, he's cleared?
Probably.
I think it's crazy. There should, and maybe, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about brains.
You are a doctor, though.
I am. I thought about going to med school. How a person can play 1 week after a concussion. There should be an automatic, you have to sit out a week.
I agree, man.
Should be a rule. Sit out a week. No matter what. No concussion protocol, whatever. You have to sit out a week, and then you can go through the concussion protocol. That should be the rule.
Who's their backup?
Teddy, two gloves.
I love it.
He's good enough. Yes. You should be good enough to be able to beat the Jets.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I like Bridgewater, dude.
I don't know that he's a starting quarterback. Like, he's not good enough, but he's a solid backup that can win you a couple
Absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely. Save your quarterback. He's dying. He's literally dying out there. Save him. Rest him for a little bit.
Season's long. Don't sort of like Herbert. They made the short-term decision when it should have been a long-term investment.
And that's why Cooper Rush, thank you, Jerry, for letting Cooper still play.
Yeah, just even if he loses this game, who cares?
It's okay. I don't think we'll lose it now after seeing the Rams.
You think the defense?
I think the defense could win this game. Again, man, the thing with the Cowboys, and I love that they improved this last week. I mean, the two games before that, I mean, they had, 20 penalties? False starts, stupid penalties, man, that like added up to 200 yards or some crap. You know, it's just like penalty. It's terrible. This last game, they had, three penalties total? Yeah. So I love that they're working on these things. I saw a TikTok video of McCarthy, you know, like hyping up the players after the game and listen.
Okay.
He's no Dan Campbell. He's not saying stupid euphemisms or whatever to get the team pumped up. He's not, okay, coach, he's just doing what he's doing. The teams, the players look like they really care about each other. They're excited. They're pumped. The Cowboys almost look, I'm telling you, and you're going to make fun of me.
Hold on. They almost look like the Baltimore Ravens did back in the day.
No, like the Cowboys looked back in the day. When they show that locker room footage of everybody's like, how about them Cowboys?
Oh, with Jimmy Johnson.
His hair's all messed up. Everyone's jumping up and down. That's the video I saw of them after winning, you know, these three games
God,
in a
I
row.
Love this. I love the enthusiasm you have.
No, you're going to make fun of me because what the Cowboys do.
I do. Because the Cowboys fans get going so good.
That's what you want.
You do. You want that hope.
That's what it's all about.
I would love to have that hope with the Bears. The Bears are
you're
so bad.
You're not going to.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to.
I know going into the season, they're going to suck.
Right.
I knew that. So there is no hope. But to see the excitement in your eyes, because after Dak got hurt, you came in here.
Coach, it was the end of the world.
Exactly.
It was over. And Cooper Rush has come down and saved us.
That defense has really saved you. Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but even Cooper. I mean,
no, he's played well.
If DiNucci would have gone in there, I mean, I would be, I might have ended it.
Just like we needed in this podcast. Because Ray had to, Ray had to bounce. So, did it feel a little weird?
What?
Without Ray?
No, it was great.
I mean, we didn't finish the rundown, but.
That's okay. We'll continue with the rundown tomorrow.
And the next day.
Whatever,
next
Friday.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, before we go. Hey, coaches, I just keep listening, waiting for the pod to be funny again. Can you shout out my kid, Evan, for his birthday? He asked me to ask you, so here you go. He will be 7 years old. He was born on September 29th. So keep it real, D-bags. Happy birthday, Evan.
D-bags? What the? This guy just slammed us.
I didn't read. I should have read it beforehand.
What the?
I thought it was saying keep it real and it was going to say his name.
No, man. He was like, I can't wait to laugh again. You guys have sucked lately.
Can you give my kid a birthday shout
thank
out?
Thank you, D-bags.
All wow. right. So, Evan, happy birthday. From your dad.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah. All right.
All right, coach.
Have a great day, man.
You too, coach.
You got anything on the docket today?
What? What docket?
I don't know. All right. I didn't know if you had anything. There's college football tonight. I think it's SMU and somebody. So bet it.
Cool, man.
Don't bet SMU because four of their best players transferring.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
I saw a transfer portal. Saw that.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
God, without Ray, someone's got to go over and stop it.
Here, go over there.
Arnold, get that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.